Alex, he was a, now he was a little bit of, you know, he was a, he looked like this hippie, but he was really a very astute business head. Mm-hmm. And he knew how to promote a show.
Yeah.
Down to the seat. Well, down to the last ticket.
That's why how many bands still love him and speak so highly of him.
He knew. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he knew how to book a show and how to treat the acts and the talent, and he knew whether it was gonna, how much he was gonna make on that show, right down to the last seat and everything. And he was very well respected. But because, I think it's because he's such a good business person is the main reason for that. But he's gonna be able to probably enlighten you to some of the things that were going on in this strata that the rest of us didn't relate to too much. The strata between his doing business with people in the city administration and things going on like that, you know, yeah. We didn't pay attention to that shit.
Right.
That wasn't important. It wasn't our thing. He was there. He was taking care of all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be interesting to hear, you know, him talk about some of that because, you know, the bird, I guess every now and then might get a hold of something like that and write about it or something, mm-hmm. you know, and certainly the Atlanta papers. I mean, I'm sure that there's probably a lot in the Atlanta papers that were just plain missed. I didn't even read the papers back in those days. Yeah, yeah. Barely read the bird. You know? But, excuse me, I'm going to take a little break here.